This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Stay cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, let's go. Happy Friday, everybody. Willard and Dibs, let's do this, okay? 888-957-9570. Did you see this headline? From Sam Amick and John Hollinger?
Which one?
Well, there's the headline and then there's the sub-headline. The headline, Jonathan Kuminga, Austin Reeves, and four more names to watch as the NBA trade market takes shape. Which is funny because I didn't know that it took shape five games in
right. I mean, what are we doing?
The deadline is after the Super Bowl, for crying out loud. But anyway, the first two words of that headline, look at that right there. Jonathan Kuminga.
Of course. Yeah. And, you know, we've heard that name already in the offseason and as the season's gone on about how tradable he is when, you know, his number's not big in terms of getting salary back. But if you do acquire him, then you become the team that has the call on whether or not you want to match a Jonathan Kuminga offer in the offseason or not.
Now, the subheadline within the article, and I'll paraphrase just a little bit, but here's the basic idea. The Golden State Warriors have never been more willing than they are right now to include Jonathan Kuminga in a trade, whether that be Jimmy Butler, Giannis Antetokounmpo, or an unnamed player. So start with that idea, just right there. And we did do a little research today and actually reached out to some NBA capologists because I'm not an NBA trade machine guy. Like, I can go on there and we're like, oh, I got a green light. It works.
It's so fun.
Yeah, but like, okay.
It's one of the great internet tools out there.
It is.
Because you can think something crazy and you can put it all in there. And if it works, now you're a GM.
Internet tools. That would be a good name for a radio show.
Yeah.
We could call our show that.
There's so many great internet tools. And like, we talk about NFL teams against the spread. There's a site that does a great job of that. Or red zone scoring percentage. There's a site. There's a tool.
Against the spread.
All that. PFF.com. That's a tool. DVOA, EPA. Those are tools. You can find all that. Internet tools.
I'm a three-letter acronym guy. You get to four, I'm like, this is too smart for me.
DVOA is EPA's big brother.
Okay.
DVOA greater than EPA. It's just a little bit smarter, I think.
EPA for me, that it sounds too much like BPA, so I get confused
he
there.
He still owes me lunch.
What is he does?
Yeah, from years ago.
Why don't you make him pay off?
Because he is one of those listeners that I never want to meet. Like, the idea of Brian in Palo Alto is greater than the actual BPA could ever be.
You don't know that, though.
I do know that, because what I think of him is like an 11 out of 10. There's no way he could possibly match up with what I think that he is.
Never going to know until you try.
There's no chance.
You're never going to know.
And I'm a guy who's actually become good friends with many
listeners.
Yeah.
Sure.
Curtis Abbey, Brian Feely's brother-in-law, Dr. Brian Feely, Derek Petrak, the great Derek Petrak, who I met through Steiny. There have been so many listeners who I've made friends with, and they've lived up to billing.
How do you think I met Christy?
She was a listener?
No, okay. That's not true.
That'd be so cool. Hey, Mark, it's Christy in Mill Valley. I love your takes.
I think I want to marry you.
Your takes are hot.
Anyway, 888-957-9570.
That's a great setup,
Let us throw this at you, because this is, I felt like, because there's been a lot of talk about this, obviously. Bonte and Joe were talking about it. Steiny and Goo were talking about it. And sure, John Hollinger and Sam Amick, those are real NBA reporters, okay? They're tapped in, dialed in. We've known them for years, all of those things. And so when they say it, I'm listening, and it's not surprising. Just the mere idea of including Jonathan Kuminga in a trade. So that's part one. Part one is just how do you feel about that? So why don't we answer that first, and then we can go to the actual mock deal, which has been researched, and we threw it off the wall, and we talked to some people, and I don't know what Milwaukee wants. I don't know Milwaukee Bucks basketball from the inside out, but you made a comment, for instance, earlier. You're like, well, if Giannis is available, 22 teams will want him. Well, actually, all of the teams would want him, but I'd argue very few would be in position to get him. Because, A, you know this, the NBA player has power. And so that player is going to be able to dictate to a certain degree.
Right.
Not the whole way. I know Dame Lillard was like Miami, and he's like ended up in Milwaukee. And he goes, that's spelled differently. And so that's different.
First two letters are the same.
They are. And maybe that's where it got lost in translation. But the player's going to have some say, number one. And number two, does the team have the flexibility and the assets and the space to actually make something like that happen? And so I actually think that the Warriors would be on a very short list of teams that could pull this off if Giannis truly does become available. Let's start with Kuminga. Willingness check. Just Kuminga, because we know he'd be in the deal.
From the Warriors?
Yes.
Like, are they willing?
What would you be willing to do? Are you willing
if I'm the Warriors?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, because I like Jonathan Kuminga. I think that he is a better player than many of you actually think. And I'm not just talking about you, but I'm talking about fans in general. And I do think that when this year is done, if he's still a Warrior and he plays a full year as a Warrior and he goes out into the market as a restricted free agent, his deal will be between $30 and $35 million a year. So I think he's that level of a player. He's not a max guy, and he's not a Moses Moody $13 million a year guy. I do think that he's $30 to $35 million a year, and that's a lot of money. So if I look at the Warriors and I think about maximizing the Steph Curry window, do I want to pay him $30 to $35 million a year over the remaining 2 or 3 years of Steph? I probably don't. I'd rather have a more ready-made veteran player who I'm paying that much or even a little bit more to help Steph maybe get one more ring. So it's not that I don't like Jonathan Kuminga. I actually love him more than most of you, but I also don't think that right now is where I'm set to pay him that much money.
Okay, and I'm actually with you, and I think that some of our conversations, especially over the last week, have made you think that I don't like Jonathan more than I don't like. I like Jonathan Kuminga. I really do. I would not hesitate to involve him in a deal if it helped out the remainder of Steph Curry's career, which I also think is the thing that keeps getting lost here. It keeps getting lost, because when we play NBA Trade Machine Radio, what do? We go, well, I wouldn't do that. Well, good. You wouldn't do that, or I wouldn't do that. That's fine. Would they do that? And what does Steph want? And as much as that's gotten to a point of bothering some people, well, we can't just do whatever Steph wants. Well, that's true, but it matters. It matters. You can't look at these deals just on their face and say, like, would I give up Jonathan Kuminga just for Jimmy Butler? Straight up. Would you do that? Like, I know you can't.
Right.
But would you do
that?
Actually, see, if you're thinking about the health of the organization for the next 7 years, that's a hard no. Jimmy's going to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. And he's Jimmy Butler, and he's a big, right, personality.
He's got a player option next year, so right. he'll probably pick that up.
Maybe, but he can be an unrestricted free agent.
Yep.
So if I'm thinking about long term, no. Why would I want Jimmy Butler? But you have to think about this in more ways than one. And one of those is, like, when I hear all the people today on this station go, play it out. This roster's interesting, is it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is it to Steph? Is this roster right now for this season interesting to Steph? Do you think he has any interest in, quote, playing it out and seeing where it goes?
At 4-1, probably more interest than he would otherwise.
Maybe.
And I don't know what he thinks. And if you get toward the deadline and you're 28-13, then his opinion might change because, you know, he does have some veterans alongside who he can play with, Melton and Anderson and Buddy Hield. And so it's not just him and Draymond and a bunch of pups. You do have a nice mix of veterans, younger players, and so far so good. So I'm not going to totally put my eggs in the basket of, oh, Steph's not happy with this roster. You're 4-1, and I do think that there are things you can do, but I think that Steph would look at this roster and think, if it wins, then he's probably okay with it.
Right, but if it wins what? Right? Like, if you're the 3 seed in February, are you like, okay, I love the way we're playing, let's run this out. Or you have a chance to add a Giannis or a Jimmy Butler to your roster to actually be playoff ready, but it's going to cost you some things that you're interested in keeping for the future. What do you do? And I would argue that as painful as that is, you probably do it. You probably do it. And I'm just trying to get into the mind of Joe Lacob here and the mind of Steph Curry, and I think you probably do it.
You do it, but you realize that, and if you're Joe Lacob, you understand that if you do bring in Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's got 3 more years on his deal, and he goes up, up, and up, and he drives you most likely into that luxury tax area where you've been before. And I know Joe's not afraid of doing that. This year, I do think they wanted to be below so they could do things like aggregate salaries in contracts and make it so that you could make these sorts of moves. And I do think that the roster is built to make these sorts of moves, a 3-for-1, a 4-for-1, and even if you have to bring in a contract that's going to be big 3 years down the road, if you have Steph and Giannis, and the two of them are both making roughly 55-60, you feel okay about it because you think that that gives you a chance over the next 3 years.
Yeah, and you're only doing that for a short period of time. And then if you think about it from this perspective, let's say because next year Giannis makes, I think it's 54, I think next season, so his first full season with the Warriors in this imaginary game that we're playing.
Right.
So he makes $54 million. Well, what will Jonathan Kuminga make that year?
Probably 30, 30, 35, somewhere in there.
I think you might be low if he has a good season.
Well,
he wants more than that.
Of course he does.
You know what I mean?
The Warriors did not engage him in that. And right. We could look at all the contracts that his fellow draft class mate signed. And I think three or four of them got the max. They got max money, which I think is like 5 and 240. And then the rest of them, they got lesser deals. Yeah. And so is Kuminga a guy who would get 30, 35? Let's say he gets, you know, a 5-year deal worth, you know, let's call it $200 million. Well, the first year might only be 33, and it goes up from there.
But maybe.
That's about, I think, the neighborhood. But to your point, so Giannis comes in next year, and he's making 54, and you're sending out Kuminga, who's going to make 35.
And Wiggins.
Right. Well, and the deal, and you got me hyped up on the NBA trade machine. Here's what I just put in, and this does not include picks that I think would be involved.
Yes.
But, and this one works now. This trade works.
You got a green light?
Green light. This trade is successful.
Perfect.
Wiggins, Melton, Kuminga, and your favorite, Lindy Waters III. They go out. 48.9 goes out. 48.8 comes back in Giannis. And I do think that you'd have to attach probably a couple of firsts or...
For sure.
Maybe two firsts and a second round swap or whatever it is. But Wiggins, Melton expiring, Kuminga, the bright star in the deal. Lindy Waters, I do think, becomes more interesting.
Maybe, but there's so little salary there, and it's not expiring. This is the way it was sort of described to me, and this is more of a Butler deal. However, it was described to me as just replace it for Giannis. You might have to up the picks.
Yeah.
But the proposal, and this is a multi-team trade, and we won't bog you down with you know, the other teams that may or may not be in it. But it does include Wiggins and Kuminga, and actually two other names that are not in your current green light trade machine. We will unveil that to you coming up next, and then you can be in or out at 888-957-9570. We're sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems. It's Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.